Basis charter schools today are asking the Arizona State Board for Charter Schools for approval to expand in Flagstaff and Mesa. That comes just after five of the network's Arizona schools topped the most recent U.S. News & World Report list of the top public high schools in the country. Basis has also been the subject of reporting in the Arizona Republic about ways the schools supplement teacher pay and secure loans for building new schools. Craig Harris, senior investigative reporter at the paper, has been doing that reporting, and he joins me. And Craig, let's start with that last issue. You've been writing about Basis's efforts to expand outside Arizona and some controversy about the possibility they may be using Arizona taxpayer money to do that.
Right. Basis has been extremely successful here in Arizona. They have about 20 schools here in Arizona, three in San Antonio and one in Washington, D.C. And the question comes up, well, are you using Arizona tax dollars to fund those schools? Now, Basis will say, no. All of our money from Arizona stays here. However, when they went out to borrow money to get money from lenders for those schools in San Antonio and D.C., they pledged their Arizona schools and their Arizona tax dollars as collateral should something bad happen in those other states. So Basis says, well, no, if something bad happens, we'll sell those properties. But the fact remains that when they went out and got money from lenders, they were willing to put their Arizona schools and the Arizona tax dollars as collateral for their expansion out of state.
So they're saying even though they're doing this, there's really no risk to Arizona taxpayers, because if it came to lenders needing that collateral back, they would just sell what they had bought in those other states.
That's what they're saying, but that's not what they said when they asked money from lenders to invest in their schools.
What do we know about the state of Basis's financial situation now?
Well, it depends on who you ask. If you look at their financial records, they will report that they have a cumulative 30-some million dollar deficit. About half of that, a little more than half of it, is because they've refinanced their debt. And so they've got large fees, loan fees, to get that debt. And the reason they take out debt is because they're not like a traditional public school. They can't go to local voters and ask for a bond override.
They have to build their schools themselves.
And they've got to go out in the private market and raise money from investors to build their schools. So that's why they go and they borrow that money. Now, the legislature helps charter schools like Basis or other charters. They give them about $2,000 more per kid, because they can't get that local bonding authority. So they've got a little bit of extra cushion called equalization money from the legislature to go out and borrow those funds.
Is there a concern given that amount of debt? I mean, are Basis officials or other charter school officials concerned that that puts the school and its system of schools in precarious position?
Well, the charter board is going to meet on Monday, and Basis is going before the charter board to ask them to do an expansion in Mesa and to do an expansion in Flagstaff to add more classrooms for younger kids. The staff has said, well, wait a minute, we should maybe take a look at this. They didn't give a recommendation, which typically is kind of a slam dunk. It's an automatic. So there is a little bit of a, well, maybe we should check this out. Now, critics who monitor charter schools say there's a big red flag. This is a huge deficit, and the public should be concerned about this because they have gone into debt to expand this empire. Basis folks will say, no, look, this is an accounting issue. You know, we have to take these charges because of accounting rules, and we're financially fine. We've got plenty of cash. We even have a waiting list to get in, so there's nothing to worry about at all.
And clearly, the schools themselves, at least the high schools, are doing very well academically. They've been ranked in the top nationally on these lists of top-performing high schools.
Yeah, and the most recent ranking from U.S. News & World Report came out, and six of the Basis schools came out. I believe the top five are all Basis schools. And so they have a very strong academic performance that is very attractive. Now, the critics would say, well, yeah, you've got a small group of kids at every high school, and they're brainiacs, and they're all doing well. And so if you took the top 50 kids, say, at Highland High out at Gilbert, or maybe a high school in North Scottsdale, and just took only the 50 best kids there, they probably would match up and do just as well as Basis kids. But those traditional public schools have got 2,500 kids in their school that the Basis folks don't have. And a lot of the kids that go to traditional public schools have special needs or disabilities, or they don't speak English language. They might be behavior problems. And Basis doesn't kick those kids out per se, but because their academics are so rigorous, it's going to be really challenging for a kid who doesn't speak English, or really challenging for a kid with special needs, to follow that kind of rigorous academics. And so they may self-select out because they can't keep up with the heavy course load.
Talking about BASIS's finances, something else you've been writing about is this practice that the school has of asking parents for donations to help pay teachers. Is that right?
Right. They ask all of their families to donate at least $1,500 per kid. And the reason they do that is because their teachers, on average, make about $7,000 less than the average teacher's salary in Arizona. Part of the reason they don't pay their teachers as much is because they pay a very large management fee of about $10 million to the founders of BASIS, Michael and Olga Block. They started a private company, which has the same name, BASIS.ed, and they manage the schools. And they get about $10 million of tax dollars. And ironically, about the same time that BASIS was asking the parents in December for the gift of $1,500, the Blocks were buying an $8.4 million condominium in New York City.
Did you find that there are other charter schools that also ask parents for donations for that specific purpose to pay teachers?
Well, I've heard, I haven't been able to confirm it, but I have heard there's a couple other prominent charter schools that do the same thing, but I don't really want to mention that because unless I double check it. But I've heard that there are a couple others that do that. And part of that is maybe they also pay their teachers less. And that's part of the reason that they try to give teacher bonuses at BASIS is because their teachers make a few thousand dollars less than traditional public school teachers.
All right. Craig Harris is a senior investigative reporter at the Arizona Republic. Craig, thanks a lot for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you.